So lying down. Lying down's good because you can bring your whole spine into relationship with the floor or the couch, and it'll help you come into a felt sense of the whole of it. So I spend a bit of time getting comfy, just really let the whole four limbs sink into your couch or the floor. And so arms down by the sides, and just let the shoulder blades drop back, and just let the gluteal muscles sink as well. And what I want us to do is start to come into a sense of the connective tissue field within the body generally. So fascia, membranes and all. Let's get interested in the midline. And at the core of the midline, I'd like you to open out into a sense of the dural tube, and we've just seen its shape. It's shaped like a pipette as it comes into the sacrum. It narrows to a point. So I'd like you to see, I'd like you to identify its attachment into the S2 segment of the sacrum, so say mid sacrum, mid to upper. And then the other attachment point is at the foramen magnum. So I'd like you to attune to both the attachments. So these are the places that are that are tethering the dural tube. And then literally between the two, there's a sleeve. There's a tube that is free-flowing, that surrounds the spinal cord and is white. It's collagen based. And as you come into a sense of it, you will naturally start to feel its continuity. That is the nature of connective tissues. And some sections of it may feel free and easy. And some sections may feel slightly more held, perhaps more uncomfortable, a little bit more fixed. Even though you're not moving, you can still feel those patterns. So with a very light awareness, I'd like you to listen to your dural tube and let it tell you how it's doing. And it'll tell you with great precision if you listen well enough. Plus, if you stay with the sense of the whole, and with the sense of the fluid state, it will start to move into adjustments and reorganizations. Let's go through a process of bringing it into relationship with the other layers of the midline. So let's bring it into relationship with the spinal cord. So that whole neural highway, which is taking place within the boundaries of the tube. Let's see if we can open up to that. And the peripheral nerves which exit through the dural, through the dural sleeves. So now you're getting a sense of neural electrical activity right next to the dural connective tissue. Same time, there's a sense of fluids not far away at all. The subdural space, the subarachnoid space rather, is right next door to the dura. Sense of cerebral spinal fluid. And let's start getting interested in what's on the outside of the dural tube. And initially, as we saw in the pictures, there's a layer of adipose, which is the packing cells for the dura. They pad the dura from the bony spinal column, which is the next layer out. Perhaps you can get a sense of the length of the spinal column in relationship to the dural tube. It's like a membranous tube within a bony tube. Let's be interested in the connective tissues on the along the length of the spinal column. So the long ligaments bind it together. So shifting from bone to different arrangement of connective tissue, an external connective tissue. And finally, I'd like to come into relationship with the muscular layer, so the spinous muscles running along the length of the spinal column. Let's relate all that to the dural tube. So now you can listen and listen to the health of the dural tube in relationship to all the surrounding tissue layers. Does that help to get a clearer picture of how the dural tube is doing? Let's stay with it just for half a minute. Nice and slowly, I'd like you to just let go of your intention. Shift your awareness out of the dural tube. Let's be interested in the outside of the body and the space around the body. And just let that one go.